shows of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. This is Pastor Gregory Tenney, pastor of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, where we equip the saints to evangelize the sinner and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to this broadcast. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to ask you that if you would, that you would participate in supporting this ministry by way of negotiable paper. In other words, monies. You know, it takes monies in order to do the things in life in necessity that we need to do in order to get messages out, to order to come on the radio and broadcast. And we're asking that if you find it in your spirit to give to this ministry, that it will you be used wisely. It will be used to help reach people that are lost. It will be help with prison ministry. It will, and you know, in life we'll come to find that all of us need help sometime, or all of us have been helped one time or another. And, you know, I believe I spend my life a lot of times helping folk. And I'm just asking you that you would support this ministry by way of your finances. You can make all checks, money orders, payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. And you can mail all proceeds to 150 Browns Lane, Alexandria, Louisiana. And I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, that God will richly bless you for all that you do. For God is truly in the ministry. Now look, I want to just talk with you briefly on the subject of the Holy Spirit. And we want to be dealing with the second chapter of Acts. It says there, and when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were all gathered together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all of the house where they were sitting. And look, and there appeared unto them golden tongues as of fire, and it sit upon each of them. And they were, look here, dwelling all filled with the Holy Spirit as the Spirit gave them utterance. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, in the fifth verse it says that, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation unto heaven. Now, when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. They came together and were confounded, because they, every man, heard them speak and in their language. My brothers and sisters, you got to know that we think that Hurricane Katrina was mighty and powerful. We think that Hurricane Laura was mighty and powerful. But let me just enlighten your heart. Yes, it came in. It came in mightily. It tore up things. It disturbed things. But isn't it good to know that the spirit that I'm talking about, the mighty wind that I'm talking about, it didn't come to tear up. You ain't heard what I said, but it came to build up. It didn't come to tear up, but it came to build up. And you got to know that if it tore down anything, it tore down the mighty works of the devil. Isn't it good to know that in the midst of it all, whatever your problem may be, whatever the turmoil may be, whatever mess is going on, whatever confusion is going on, you got to know that the God we serve, he don't just look beyond your faults, but he supplies your every need. If that's not enough to shout about, let me just shout for you. Good God Almighty, ain't God good? And all of the time, God is good. He sends in his mighty wind. And my brothers and sisters, when he sent in his wind, he sent it in forceful. He didn't send it in to stumble or to be stagnated. He sent it in boldly, and he sent it in strong. And whatever wasn't right, guess what the wind did? You ain't heard me. It swept or blew it all out. And the, one of the most important things about it is that it didn't bring in division. It didn't separate us. It didn't bring in trouble. It didn't bring in animosity. It didn't bring in all of these old negative things. But it brought in a spirit that brought us peace in the midst of our storms. It picked us up, good God Almighty, when we fall down. It heals us. It mends our broken heart. Have you ever been broken in your heart where you just was in love with something or somebody and they just disappointed you and your poor little heart was broken? But it's good to know that the God I serve, in the midst of a broken heart, he can heal it. And I'm so thankful that God is a mighty God. But this rushing mighty wind, it came in, and when it came in, they were all on the same accord. See, this nation, these leaders of this nation, they ain't on the same accord. Because if they was, all the mess that's going on, all of the confusion that's going on, all of this antichrist action that's going on would not be taking place. But because of all of this, God got his way of coming in and getting your attention. If you think he don't, look at COVID-19. I guarantee you, it may not have all your attention right now, but you can note that it's gonna get all of your attention. Because let me tell you something, it don't discriminate. It don't hesitate. But let me tell you what, it'll come in, shake it up, turn you around. It'll do all of that, but one thing. Whatever it tears up, God can mend it. God is a good God. God is a God that supplies our needs. It came in on the same accord. And look, when it came in on the same accord, all of them were gathered together. They were from different nations, Jews and whatever. They were from different nations abroad. But then when the Holy Spirit blowed, when God blowed, the wind, and the wind came in, and they were all on the same accord. They all could respond because even though they were from different areas and they spoke different languages, good God Almighty, you didn't hear me. They could understand everything that was being said in their being done in their own language. You tell me what God can't do. Anytime a man, anytime a God that we serve can speak, if it's a Chinese, he can understand. If it's an African, he can understand. If it's a Vietnamese, he can understand. When God can speak, and no matter what your nationality is, no matter what your race, and you understand, that's a powerful God. And I'm so glad that I serve a God that has that type of power. And preachers, we need to stop a sugarcoating thing. We need to stop. See, we want to give gravy. You ain't heard me. Before we done fed the folk. We want to give gravy before we done fed the folk. Let me tell you something. I don't just like to eat gravy. I like to eat a little meat. I like to eat a little rice. I like to eat a little cornbread. I even like to eat a little fatback. But look, I got to have some gravy in the midst of it all, but you got to feed the folk before you give them the gravy or the dessert. But nowadays, we just break out of that. I woke up this morning. Ain't God all right? Go sit down somewhere. Feed the people. And quit trying to sound good, having give for get. He's all right. Early in the morning, good God Almighty, feed the folk. Give them food where they'll have something to be nourished. Their bodies can be nourished. Their mind can be regulated. Their heart can be purged. You got to know that we got to give them what God gave us. You ain't heard me. They were all gathered together. It wasn't about no hooping and hollering. It's all right to have a little bit nowadays. It's all right to have a little dessert. But feed the folk first. But nowadays, we're so caught up, we don't even hear the word. But time the man of God get to. He's all right. Folk jumping out of their seats, turning over pews. But they can't tell you what the message was. And I'm not making fun of anything, anybody, but I'm just saying that we so caught up nowadays in a good tune until we've forgotten all about giving the people the food that's needed. I like it when they say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek thy face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins. I will heal their land. I like that. I like it when it said in John, for God so loved the world, he gave me his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I like that. That's food. I like it when the 23rd say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not. Well, I like that because that's food. I like it when it say, take me to a rock that is higher than high, and his name is Jesus. I like that. I like it when they say, I feel like going on. Those trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. And my brothers and sisters, you got to know that when the day of Pentecost were there, when they were all in the building, all on the same accord, all in the same place, you got to know that I can tell you that everybody in the place felt like going on. How do you feel? Are you being consumed by the rhetoric that's coming on television, on the television with all of the politics and politicians cutting each other down and condemning each other? Or are you focused on the right thing? Give it to God. God will work it out. Look, I want you to continue to tune into this broadcast, for the best is yet to come. You come and be a part where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society. As one church ministry, hope to four generations. Remember the saying, get ready, for God is truly the best. Look, please, give a contribution to this ministry. It's not for me, but it's for the broadcast. It's for help people. Make all checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. It doesn't matter what it is. Take a little time. Sow a seed. It is so hard for us to sow seeds in folk ministries that are trying to do something and trying to make a difference. Sow a seed. Send it off. Take a gamble. I guarantee you, whatever you sow, God is going to double it for your trouble. God is going to richly bless you. God wants to take care of you. Remember, God is on the main line, and all you got to do is tell him what you want. Boom!
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to all generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell from the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to be able to talk to you through this radio station, 88.1 KYT. Look here. You need to call somebody. Tell them that Pastor Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. We are certainly glad to be able to talk to you, to pray for you, and to let you know that God is with you. Let me tell you something about First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's located 1624 Reed Avenue in what we call the R. Mill Quarters. And it's a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. In other words, everybody in the community, everybody that come or even think about First St. Mark Baptist Church is important. So we love visitors. We want you to come by and visit with us. Again, 1624 Reed Avenue. You don't have to make an appointment. It's just one of these churches that you can just come and feel at home. And really, you are at home. So we invite you to come. Let me tell you about some of the things that we have going on. Number one, our church starts, our Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Our regular worship service starts at 11 a.m. And then on a Monday from 6 to 7, we have what we call, we celebrate sobriety. We have something similar to an AA program or NA program. That's every Monday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Only lasts 1 hour. We celebrate recovery. Some people may have one day. You may have 1,000 days. You may have a year of sobriety. But it doesn't make any difference. We can sit down, talk about it, and celebrate whatever we have. That's on a Monday, every Monday, from 6 to 7. First St. Mark Baptist Church, celebrate sobriety. On a Wednesday night, we have a midweek service. We call it prayer service. Here's what happens from 6:30 until 7:30. If you need a ride, we'll pick you up. But 6:30 to 7:30, which means that you can actually talk to somebody and say, look, I'll be gone for an hour, I'll be back. And you know, you can really be back because we hold it to 1 hour. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it gets so good and we start enjoying it so much we want to go on and on and on. Matter of fact, we could go up until 10 o'clock, but we stop at 7:30. We start at 6:30. So you can guarantee that 1 hour. But we appreciate you visiting us for our midweek service. On a Thursday morning, every Thursday for the last 8 years, we have been doing something we call it a community breakfast, community prayer breakfast at First St. Mark Baptist Church. It starts, a community prayer breakfast starts, kind of early in the morning. It starts around 7 o'clock until 8 or 8:30 until we run out. But you need to come by. I just look forward to on a Thursday morning where I can get grits and sausage or bacon, eggs, toast, jelly, and coffee, some orange juice or some type of juice. But you need to come out, and it's hot. And I ain't never seen anybody fix grit like Pam fix those grits. So come on out, and you taste them for yourself. We love visitors. Come on out and eat a hot breakfast with us at First St. Mark Baptist Church. It's every Thursday. I'd like to tell you also, on Thursday morning, we sit there and we just kind of talk about things that we can do in the community to make things just a little bit better. First St. Mark Baptist Church is in need of a van. We want to purchase one, or somebody might give us one. We don't know what may happen, but we are praying for a church van so we can pick up and drop off. Right now, all of us are picking them up in our own vehicle and then dropping them off back home. And that's take wear and tear and everything, but we don't mind it. But I just want to put on the air that we are looking for a church van. If you got one that you want to sell, give us a call at 318-589-8129. And that's Pastor Blackwell's phone number. It's his cell phone. If you got one you want to sell, if you got one you want to give away, you'd be surprised what some people want to do. If they want to give one to us, then call that number, 318-589-8129. And that's something that we'll answer your call and talk with you about the purchase of a van or whatever you want to do. I hope somebody hearing me out there that maybe want to get rid of a van that run real good, that air work, and that they want to get rid of it cheap. They may want to make a donation. We don't care. People have done that before. So we can't tell what God has in store for us. We are thanking God for just getting us through the storm. I know we have some people listening to us now, but God was able to get us through the storm. God is bigger than any kind of storm, whatever you want to call it, hurricane, tornado, God is bigger than those. Matter of fact, he makes the storm. So I'm not worried. As long as I got God on my side, come what may, storm, hurricane, tornado, me and my God can weather the storm. And we thank him for what he's done. First St. Mark members and the members all over Rapides Parish. Yeah, some trees came up, some buildings was hurt, some telephone pole and wire service, like utility service and your cable TV, some of it was knocked out, but he spared a lot of our lives. He spared a lot of our lives. It could have been just thousands of people killed, but he spared us. And I just want to thank him on this air. I'm thanking God on this air for what he done. But I just think that every once in a while, God give us a wake-up call. We got to look around us and see what we think is important. Some of the things that we think is important, some of the things that secretly we worship, God can show us that he can take it away just like a snap of a finger. He's that type of God. But I'm saying, too, that he's a loving God. That's why that he spared us. So many of us he spared. I know there were some people that lost their lives. There were some people got injured. But the type of storm it was, it could have been many, many more. And even though I thank God in the good time and the bad time, let me pray right now. I just want to pray for Alexander, Pineville, let's say Rapides Parish. We just need to pray. Let's bow our heads and put our mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for just watching over us. Lord, we could have been dead in our grave, but you seem fit to let us just live a little bit longer. Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, you took care of us from the time that we was a little bitty baby born into this world until this present time. I don't believe that you brought us this far to go off and leave us now. Stay with us, Lord. I know that what your word said that you wouldn't leave us, nor would you forsake us. And I know that I can take you as your word. Lord, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us the people that you're calling for in these last and evil days. Lord, only thing we can say is thank you. We ain't got no money. We can't pay for the things that you do for us. I don't think nobody got enough money to pay you for the grace and mercy that you provide for us. But at least we can say thank you. Thank you that we may not be living in Hollywood or some of these big old places would have mentioned, but just thank you that we got a roof over our head. Thank you that we got food in the refrigerator. They're not steaks and filet mignon, but it's food in the refrigerator. We just thank you for the little thing, Lord. I'm told if we thank you for the little thing, you'll provide us with the big things that we need. We know that you will provide all our needs. And one of the most important thing that we need right now, we need you, Lord, and we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, to touch us every once in a while. Just tap us on the shoulder, whispers in our ear, and tell us when we're about to give up. Tell us to hold on a little while longer. Everything gonna be all right. Lord, those words coming from you just make us want to get up and go. It's almost like saying sick 'em to a dog, because when we hear you to tell us to hold on, we just gain so much energy and pep when our step and all that stuff. We just want to go on and on and on. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word that you won't leave us. We thank you for that. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We know that you sit high and bless low. And while you're blessing us low, peep in on all of First St. Mark Baptist Church members. Some of them we're not in contact with on a daily basis. Some of them, they already told me, sometimes they feel alone with this coronavirus and they can't get out and come to church like they want to. But Lord, let them know that they're not alone. You are with them. I know you're with them. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because you say you wouldn't leave them, nor would you forsake them. You with them, Lord, and stay with them. And let them know over and over again that you're with them, that they ain't got nothing to worry about. Tell them that you'll be a bridge over troubled water. You'll be whatever they need at the time of need. Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless and keep us. And we're careful to give you the praise and honor. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. One thing I want to say real quickly to you. First St. Mark's got a fundraiser for a van. And we've started fundraising with a lunch every Wednesday. Up until December this year, a lunch every Wednesday. So watch out for us. We'll be starting in the first Wednesday in October, which is the 7th of October. We'll be selling lunches, probably $5 or $6. I'll give you more information on next Saturday when I get up here. But keep in mind that First St. Mark is praying for this nation, praying for this city, and praying for all churches who are open in the name of the Lord. God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, is First St. Mark's Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army of Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know.